bless you. And I guess sometimes we all talk about the bad things that people do to us all the time. But the other day I was in Home Depot. I was looking for some items I couldn't find. And I asked this guy to find them, so he went everywhere and looked until he found them. And when he found them, brought them to the cash register, rung it up, and took it outside and put it on the truck for me. And then that's so unusual, but just thank the Lord and ask him to bless him. Amen. You just don't hardly find people that love you and care for you. Amen. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 107, 1 through 20. I know we read this periodically here and now and then, so, but it's a special song to me. So let us pray first. Heavenly Father, we are ever grateful and thankful for all that you've done, Lord, how that you bless us. Lord, we know that Satan rages, Lord, trying to destroy us and disrupt our hearts and souls. But Lord, let us surrender unto you, Lord. Let us keep surrendering unto you day by day, God, and that your word will lead and guide us. Lord, let us not fight our own battles, but yield them unto you, God, and let you fight the battles for us. Lord, you hung upon Calvary and paid the price for it. Lord, we cannot have anything that we have to pay but to surrender unto you and follow your holy word. We ask you as we are together this morning, Lord, whatever burden or problem that we have, that you would take it away and lift us, Lord, and let us be. We thank you, God, and bless us, and bless this service today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read Psalms 107, verses 1 through 20. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And gather them out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in.
Hunger and thirsty, their souls fainting in them.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses.
And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness.
Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron.
Because they rebel against the words of God, and condemn the counsel of the Most High.
Therefore, he brought them out of their hearts with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses.
He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder.
Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful works of the children of men.
For he had broken his brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder.
Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted.
Their souls are broken all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Amen. What a Psalms of deliverance. Our God is a warrior, and he's a deliverer. And he's a healer, too. You know, that last scripture that he read, he sent his word and healed them. I had an aunt that was attending one of Brother Branham's meetings. She had a tumor on her foot, and I'll never forget this. She told me that just sitting in the presence of the word, just accepting it as it comes forth, not thinking about your own problems, but just receiving it out of love. Lord, help me, change me, make me more like you. She got back to the motel, and she was taking her stocking off, and the tumor on her foot was gone. And she said that scripture he read came to her mind just like that. He sent his word, and he healed. And so God is faithful to his word. If we just receive it with a right attitude, amen. Brother Michael, would you come this morning and set the tithes and offering? Let's sing that chorus. So, how great is our God? Amen. We serve a great God this morning. And we believe he's here, and he's not only here with us, in us, and to meet every need, but to take us higher in him. I desire to grow more in God. I hope you do too. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing this song before our brother comes. Oh, the splendor of a king.
The lion and the lamb, the lion and the lamb. get ready and come to church. And he's going to visit you today if you'll let him. And he brought Brother David Gavin all the way from Alabama and his lovely wife, Laura. Good to see you. It's been a while since we've seen our sister, and she went through a battle there, we know, with cancer, and now look at her. How great is our God? How great is our God? Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to have every one of you here. We'll have two services today, just normal, regular service. Our brother David Gabman, he's been here, he says, 8 years ago. So he's been a good friend for years and years. So we appreciate him, and we thank the Lord for giving us an opportunity to have him here. Remember, next weekend, Brother George Quinn will be with us. Brother Bob will be speaking Wednesday night. And if all goes well, I won't be here Wednesday night. I'll be in Illinois hunting, but I'll be back by probably Friday. So Brother George is coming in Saturday. We'll have two services on Sunday, just like normal. We were thinking about having a Saturday night, but he said he would be okay. So we'll have two services on Sunday, just normal services. Brother George Quinn will be with us. Who's keeping prayer. The meeting coming up. And thank you all for coming last night for the prayer meeting and for the Bible study or questions and answers. We had a good time in the Lord. Amen. I believe that questions got answered, and that's what I want. I want somebody, if you got a question, needs to be answered. Amen. Because we don't have the answers, but we know somebody does. Amen. We know God. God has the answers because he's the one that wrote the book. If he wrote the book, Brother Darty, he just can't make a mistake, can he? That's right. If we look into it and believe it. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as our Brother David Gadman comes and just pours his heart out. Pull on the gift, and you'll get what you expect to get today.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, Jesus, I want to see you.
To see him this morning. Amen. You love him this morning. Amen. Greet each and every one of you in the name of the Lord this morning. Good to be here. Amen. Good to see each and every one. We hadn't seen some in a long time, but amen. But by God's grace, we're here this morning. Amen. And we appreciate the Lord. Amen. And we appreciate Brother Wade giving us the invitation. We've seen him here about a couple months back and invited us over. He said, hey, October, how's that work out? And I said, well, when I get home, I'll look. And so I sent him a date, and here we are. So we appreciate the Lord. I enjoyed it last night. Yes. Amen. I enjoyed just getting together. You know, it's good to get together with a group of people such as yourself as a body of local believers and pray together. Amen. Yes. Amen. It does something for me to see that. Amen. Because it's good because, you know, the prophet of God said prayer changes things. And it draws us closer to one another and draws us closer to God. Amen. I tell you what, it's just wonderful. Amen. So, amen. So how many's got a need this morning? Amen. Let's just look to him in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord we just love you this morning. We appreciate you so much, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and your goodness to us, Lord. And Lord Jesus, for being able to come to your house this morning, Lord, and worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. And not only that, Lord, but worship you with brothers and sisters of like precious faith. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord God. Now, Lord, the songs have been sung. They've had Sunday school. They've had, Lord, and the Lord just worship, Lord God. And now we're coming into the main part of the service, Father. And I pray, Lord God, that you just help me, Lord. God, let me move myself aside, Lord, and you come and you do the speaking, Father. Lord, let me be a yielded vessel to you this morning, Father. I pray, Lord, that you just help us, oh God. Let us just get ourselves out of the way, Lord. Just, Lord, anoint my lips. Let me say those things you'd have me to say, Lord. Refrain from those things that you would not want me to say, Lord God. And I pray, Father, that you just anoint the hearts and ears of the listener this morning, Father. The Lord, that God, you just touch them. May they pull from the gift. And may they be, Lord, I have no way of knowing what they have need of, Father, but you do, Father. And Lord, you can make me leave my notes and speak to one person, Lord, and it'd be worth all the efforts that we put into it, Lord God. Now, you saw the hands. You know what was behind each and every hand. I pray, Lord, that you meet every need, Father. And when we leave this building, Lord, we can say, like, Lord, they did on the road to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as you taught with us along the way. We'll be careful to give you the glory and honor and the praise for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles while you're standing, turn with me to the book of 1 John, the 4th chapter. Amen. I don't know why I wore that up here. Just so you could see that I didn't have a coat that matched my pants. Amen. But, you know, so, but anyway, you know, we always take it off or whatever. But hey, how many loves him this morning? Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, 1 John, the 4th chapter, we want to look at something real. Try not to hold you too long. And amen. Just try to. They got no clock in here, do they? Yeah, right there. Right there? Oh, okay. There it is, 10:52. I'll holler at you. All right, holler at me. My wife usually goes like this. You know, that means, yeah. You know, cut it short, you know. She's standing back there. I'll have to ride home with her, so. But, amen, but we appreciate it. I know one time, you know, I said something, or the priest said, you afraid of your wife or something? This has been years ago, and I said, amen. It just fell out. Well, I didn't think she heard me. On the way home, she said, hey, why'd you say that? You know, so anyway, we appreciate the Lord. Amen. Appreciate God's people. 1 John 4, verse 16. And it says it like this. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. Amen. I like to take for a little thought this morning. Amen. Just a real simple preacher. Amen. A psalm of remembrance. And for a theme, do you know the love of God? Do you know the love of God? Now, if it'd be all right, I want to read that again out of the Amplified. It says, and we know, understand, recognize, are conscious of by observation, we've observed it, and by experience, and believe, adhere to, and put faith in and rely on the love God cherishes for us. God is love, and he who dwelleth and continues in God dwells and continues in him. Amen. So do you know the love of God? Brother Branham said it like this on a message, Have Faith in God, 1954. He said, brother, sister, he said, that's what the world needs today. It's the more love of God. Amen. I believe that this morning. Amen. He said, that's what the world's hungry for today. It's more love of God. Hey, I say it like this, and this ain't in my notes, but this will be free. Amen. And it just like this. I believe, you know, that we all go through things. We all go through situations. And sometimes we don't know, you know, what others go through until maybe God allows us to go through something. And then we realize that, hey, every one of us have problems. Every one of us have desires. Every one of us make mistakes. Every one of us have issues. Amen. And we ought to pray for one another and love one another. Amen. I think sometimes God allows us to go through things so we'll know how to feel for one another. Amen. I believe we need more love for one another. Amen. Hallelujah. I think they was talking. Brother Wade said he's been going through the statue of a perfect man. You know, I believe that there was one that came to maturity in our day, showing us that there was going to be more come the same way. Is that right? Amen. So I believe we need that love that God has, that we need love, more love for one another. Hallelujah. That we can pray for one another. Hallelujah. I want it so much. Yes, sir. Amen. Hey, I've been told that when the prophet was in Old Mexico and that blind guy came through the line, he said he entered into compassion, into love. Right. He said he put his shoulders to see if his coat would fit him. I believe Brother Random would have gave him his coat. Put his foot beside him, said he was barefooted, to see maybe if his shoes would fit him. I think he'd give him his shoes. What about me and you? Oh, God, help us this morning. Amen. Oh, we need to enter in and feel for one another. Amen. We all got loved ones that are lost. Amen. And the only way they're going to see God is through me and you. Amen. The Bible says we are written epistles. There's that book again, written of all men. Wonder what they read when they read our lives. I hope they read Christ. Amen. He said that's what the world's hungry for today. It's more love of God. He said if we show a little more love to one another, a little more love towards God, how much better our churches and individuals, and how much better we'd be if we just love one another. If we love one another, then we can love God, for God is love. If we love one another, he said, amen, then we can love God, for God is love. Amen. Oh, let me talk about for just a little moment about the Christian experience. Amen. Because I believe, because it said we learn these things by observation and by experience. Amen. We have to experience something in order to tell somebody something. Amen. So let's just talk. Now, if you were to ask the so-called Christian, and you said, well, Brother David, why you said so-called Christian? Because everybody that says you're a Christian's not a Christian this morning. Everybody says they're a bride's not bride. Amen. Everybody says they're a believer's not a believer this morning. Amen. So if you'd ask the so-called Christian about his experience of the love of God, his answer would raise doubts. You may think, well, I really don't know if he really loves God or not. Or he would show reluctance about his experience. In other words, he would kind of, you would think, well, I don't know if he's really experienced what he's talking about. Amen? He said his experience of the love of God. But if he said, if you'd ask a real, true born, again, Christian, his experience of the love of God, just say in one statement, his answer, joyfully, he would say. And I say joyfully because you know what? Joy. Amen. The love of God is the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let me say it like this. We ought to be the most happiest people. If you've heard that statement before, we ought to be the most happiest people in the world. But happy, it comes from a word that means hap or happen. In other words, in order for you to be happy, something has to happen. Brother Wade shakes your hand and you're happy. They sing your favorite song and you're happy. The preacher don't step on your toes and you're happy. But joy comes from a different source altogether. It comes from the Creator Himself. Amen. And if the pastor don't shake your hand, if you don't get the raise on the job, you still got joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Amen. So joyously he would say, I will say nothing about myself, but I will speak in the honor of God, and I'm sweetly constrained to affirm that I have known and have believed the love that God hath for me. I believe he's got love for us. Amen. Listen again. 1963, standing in the gap. They was talking about predestination and things like that. Someone said some time ago, well, if I believe a thing like that, would I ever turn on the steam? I'd paint the town red. I'd go to every dance hall. I'd get so drunk and everything because why? You're already secured in Christ. What difference does it make? Now listen to what he said, the prophet. I said, that shows you haven't got it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
See, if the love of God ever struck your heart in the tenderness of Jesus Christ, oh, I hope this morning that that's what it'll do this morning. The love of God will strike our heart in the tenderness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the tenderness of Jesus Christ, you would be so in love with him, the world would be dead as your sin. Oh, that's what I wanted to be. I want to be so in love with him this morning. Amen. Another statement, I ain't got it written down here, but I'll just paraphrase it. Brother Branham said, on uniting time and sign. Oh, I love this one. He said, the church, and so as in the church, as we call ourselves the church, the bride, as we call ourselves the bride, and the bridegroom, they're so uniting and coming together. Amen. That there's such a love amongst them that you don't have to beg people to pray. You don't have to beg them to worship. You don't have to beg them to do what's right. They're so in love with him till there's nothing else. Oh, God, help us this morning to get it so in love with you this morning that there's nothing else. Oh, my. There's nothing else. He said the world would be dead as your sin. That's how you know you have the Holy Spirit. Not because you could scream, shout, we could do all those things, speak tongues or whatever it is, but when sin becomes dead and you're alive in Jesus Christ. He said, oh, love of God, how rich, how pure, see? Still talking about the Christian experience. Amen. See, we all have trials. Each and every one of us have trials this morning. If we'd go around the room, we'd probably say, oh, I've just been going through the greatest battle of my life. Go around the room and we'll find out. See, I said it like this before. You're either in a trial or a battle, either coming out of a battle or fixing to go into a battle. Amen. There's no three ways around it. You're either in one, coming out of one, or fixing to go into one. And me and you all have trials. I think Brother Wade said this last night. He said, whatever, like he talked about Brother Ryan, what may bother him may not bother me. And what bothers me may not bother him. And you may think, my, that's so piddly, Brother David. Or, hey, that's so childish. But hey, you just don't understand sometimes. Amen. And you don't know how people, you know, let me just back up. This ain't in my notes. But hey, there was one guy one time that come to church where we used to go to church at years ago. And nobody wanted to sit by him. They thought he was kind of strange, kind of different. And he acted kind of different. He acted kind of strange. But I'm like Paul Harvey. This is the rest of the story. What made him act that way, he was riding in the back of a pickup trying to hold down a mattress. And the wind got up under that mattress and blew it out and him with it. He hit his head on the pavement. And that's why he acted that way. So see, until you know the rest of the story sometimes, that makes a whole lot of difference when you know the rest of the story. Amen. So, hey, sometimes we don't know, why is that bothering her? Why is that bothering him? But you might not know the rest of the story. You may not know what they've been through. Oh, but we all have trials. We all have battles. Amen. Oh, but it's just as true that we're delivered out of them all. Yeah. What did the Bible says? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. Amen. We have corruptions. Every one of us. There's no good thing that dwelleth any of us. Amen. We all have corruptions. And know this for a fact. But it is true that we have an all-sufficient Savior. Amen. Who overcomes those corruptions. Amen. If he's living in us, we can overcome them. And he enables us to put Satan under our foot. Amen. Amen. He's enabled me and you this morning to put the devil under our feet this morning. Amen. Thank God. He's under our feet this morning. Amen. We don't have to play second fiddle to the devil. Amen. We can tell him he's a liar this morning. Amen. You're a liar. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm an overcomer. I'm a winner. Hallelujah. It's wrong to deny. Still talking about the Christian experience. It's wrong to deny that we've been through despondency. What's that mean? We feel like we're worthless. Feel like we're useless. You don't have to raise your hands, but if I'm talking to someone this morning that feels like you've been through despondency, feel like nobody cares. Oh, but I'm telling you, there's a God that cares this morning. Amen. You've been through despondency. Feel like nobody cares. You're no good. You're useless. You're worthless. It's wrong to deny. We've all been through those things. But hey, who am I? Who cares? Why, Lord? Why me, Lord? Been through despondency. Thought we was worthless. Thought we was no good. But you know what? You ought to be. You're somebody this morning. You was worth dying for. Amen. Hallelujah. If he'd have been the only one, he'd have went to Calvary for you. Amen. So it's wrong to deny that we've been through despondency. They've crept along through the valley of humiliation. A lot of us maybe just went through the valley of humiliation. Amen. Oh, but we can say we've been through them. Through them. But not remained in them. Hallelujah. He's a God. He promised us that he wouldn't see us around it, over it, under it, but he sees us through our trials. He'd see us through our battles. I tell you what, this morning I come to tell you that he'll see you through your despondency. Amen. He'll see you through your battles. He'll see you through your trials. He'll see you through the valley of humiliation. We can say we've been through them, but we've not remained in them. We've not left our bones to be bleached in the burning sun, nor our bodies into the prey of the devil. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm still talking about the Christian experience. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we've been some sorrows. I remember when, hey, y'all facing sorrow right here. You know, Brother Samuel Dell ain't with us. Who would ever dream? I tell him, Brother Wade, in the study back there, I said, you know what? I said, I remember 1969 when my mom and dad came to the message. I was 9 years old. And so she said, David, she's ironing some clothes one time out in the den where we lived at. She said, looked at me and she said, David, I'll be surprised if you see her 12th birthday. That's just how, and they lived like that. They lived like it was going to be just the next moment. Oh, I wish we could be living like that. Amen. You know what? If we could just live like that again, amen, we'd be careful what we say to one another. We'd be careful how we act toward one another. Oh, God, we'd be careful what we thought. We'd say, God, help me, Lord. Let me not think that. Let me not say that, Lord. Hey, I'm guilty. Amen. So I've seen a 12, I've seen another 12, and I've seen some more 12s. Amen. But I tell you one time, I'll tell you this, my friends, it's more real today than it's ever been. I don't know when he's coming. Amen. But I'll tell you what, he may come for you tomorrow. He may come for you before this service over. But I know this, that, hey man, we've been through sorrows. We've been through tragedies and everything. But you know what? Them sorrows have been the heralds of his mercies. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They've been the heralds of his mercies. Oh, thank you. Hey, it was mercy that said, no, I ain't going to let him go. It was mercy that rewrote my life, rewrote my book. Took my old book, cast it into the sea of forgiveness. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, sir. Every now and then this old book, it tries to crop back up. Amen. And you might remember. And this one might remember. And I might remember. But he said, I don't remember. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm glad for that. Hallelujah. Amen. No wonder I can raise my hands this morning and tell him I love him. Hallelujah. And give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, our sorrows have been the heralds of his mercies. Oh, thank you, Lord, for mercy. Mercy rewrote my life. It was mercy. Amen. The judge turned my way, said, "You're guilty. Do you have anything to say?" I spoke up. I said, "Your Honor, I don't have no case." And that's when mercy walked in and pleaded my case. The blood was presented. Hallelujah. Amen. Mercy walked in. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I think about, hey, grief. We've all been through grief. Hey, I remember when Sister Margie passed away. I would have never dreamed that, Brother Hunt, you know, and he still get to thinking about it, he still cries. I said, Brother, I told him one time, I said, "Brother Hunt, don't worry about that." I said, "I remember, listen, 1956, I think it was, or 59, Los Angeles, Brother Brent preaching on his life story. Hey, 30-some odd years afterwards, and he couldn't even hardly finish the message about his life. He just broke up. Amen. But we've all been through grief. But I don't want it, but it can't mar the melody of my praise. Amen. No matter how much grief I go through. Amen. And I may be going through grief this morning. You may be going through grief. But don't let it mar the melody of my praise. I ain't going to let it mar them. Amen. The more grief I go through, the more I want to lift my hands and say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for filling me with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for, Lord, just choosing me." Hallelujah. I ain't going to let it mar the melody of my praise. I want to praise him more than I ever had. Amen. I want to praise him more. Amen. When I first started, amen. I want to praise him more. Tomorrow I want to praise him a little bit more. And the next day a little bit more. Why? It's his love that he has toward me. Thank you, Lord. I don't want it to mar the melody of my praise. In fact, the deeper our troubles, the louder our thanks to God. Amen. The more I get in trouble, the louder my praise, the louder my thanks. God, I want to thank you. I appreciate you this morning. I thank you this morning. I thank you that you saved me, Lord. I thank you that you set me on a rock, a revelation, Lord. Hallelujah. You know what we got to do? We got to put our trials into account. That we do have trials. We do have battles. We do have these things. But still declare that we've been, have known, and believe the love that God has for us. Amen. Oh, you know what? Oh, my. We can see that, you know, the love of God and all that, you know, by just looking around us. Amen. Just looking around and seeing where we've been. Amen. I thought, my, you know, I don't know what happened. I'll get this back up here in a minute. Whew. One thing about these things, you know, you just, excuse me, this old devil, ain't it? Amen. Yes, sir. You know, I thought, my, you know, I'm just going to boo back. Amen. Amen. You know, first time I started using one of these, somebody said, I took some old notes. Because I said, I better take some old notes, because if I don't, you know. And then my screen went black. Just went black. I couldn't get it back up. I got real nervous. And so I called my son-in-law, because he's got one just like this. He said, "Well, what's it set on?" I said, 5 minutes. He said, "You need to put your screen time on a little longer. And keep touching it, because if you don't, it'll go black." I said, "Okay." So somebody asked me, when I go and take this thing, said, "Is it charged up?" I said, "Yeah, it's charged up." They said, "Is it?" I said, "Oh, all right." Amen. Oh, my. So we can see the love of God by looking around us and see what God has done for us. Amen. Listen to this song. How many times must I prove how much I love you? How many ways must my love for you I show? How many times must I rescue from trouble for you to know just how much I love you? Did I wake you up this morning? Were you clothed in your right mind? When you walked on that problem, didn't I step right on time? When you got a week of long life's journey, my angel carried you. Just to show, just so you would know how much I love you. How many times must I be a fence around you? How many nights must I wipe the tears away? How many storms must I bring you through for you to know how much I love you? Did I put food on your table? Show up when the bills were due? When the pain was racking your body, didn't I send healing down to you? When you were lost in sin and sorrow, I died to set you free so you would know how much I love you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, amen. Hey, we got food on our table, shoes on our feet, clothes on our back, fine family, amen. Oh, it's his love for us. Amen. Oh, we can look around. Just look around in the building this morning. We got brothers and sisters that if we're in trouble, they'll pray for us. They'll come to our aid. Amen. Just look around and see what God has done for us. What he's given us. What he's put in our hands. The scripture says we're blessed coming in and going out. Hallelujah. He set our foot upon a rock. Established my goings. Thus I can say I know the love of God. Coming out of affliction. I know what Sister June's going to do when something happens to Brother Wade. Said she's going to travel.
I'm leaving today.
Hey, you know, it's something to... Somebody always asked me, said, you're getting some age, you know, and said, do you think about them things? I told my wife, well, I ain't going to tell her. I ain't going to say what I told her. Anyway, if she wants to tell you after church, just so I ain't there, she can tell you. Amen. But you begin to think about these things. Amen. Sometimes you go through and say, my, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to this? And, you know, and what's this going to be left? You know, I told somebody, I said, I don't want to never do like my dad done us. My dad, he passed away in 2018. My brother, he lived in the same town, and so he was able maybe more to take care of him. My dad had to end up in an Alzheimer's unit there where we lived at, nice, brand new and everything and all that. He didn't even know me at the last, you know. And he'd tell my wife, he said, I know you, and I know you're married to one of my boys, but I just don't remember which one. And all that, and it's just sad to see them go down like that. They forget how to eat. They forget how to swallow. I thought, my, just see them go down like that. And I thought, you know, and just like that, I thought, my, you know, and it just hurts sometimes. But anyway, my brother said, I sat in his house for 6 hours one day going through his file cabinet, going through every piece of paper. Do I need to keep this? Do I need to throw it away? Because my dad kept everything. Kept everything. So I said, you know what? I don't want to do that. I said, we are start downsizing now. I mean, I know you, but you think about them things, you know. But all of a sudden, something happens. Amen. Maybe you're in despair, and in your despair, you cry out. And the love of God comes on the scene, and he brings you up off the sick bed. Hallelujah. He's still a healer this morning. He's still a deliverer. Amen. Maybe in your own personal life. Maybe great losses in business. Bills are piling up. Bankruptcy staring us in the face. No hope in sight, it looks like. Then all of a sudden the tide is turned. And we can exclaim and say, we know the love of God. Hallelujah. We know the love of God. Other ways. Amen. Just other ways. Listen to this. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for letting me hear your word. What have I done to deserve such glory that's revealed to me? Thanks for that special night when I saw your glorious light. Came face to face with eternal life. And Lord, I thank you. You didn't have to open my eyes. You could have easily passed me by. For the age I was living in was wretched, poor, and blind. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. It was wretched, poor, and blind that I heard recognizing your day. Glory to God. Amen. Serpent seed and perfect faith. The breach and the message of grace. And Lord, I thank you. The breach. What is the breach? A pause. A stop. And there was a breach. Oh, God. The rapture should have took place long ago, but it wouldn't put a breach in there. Thank God. Hallelujah. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I see such things as the coming of the Lord. The rapture mystery. I've heard, but now I see. I wasn't there when the light rode on the wall, but I heard, and now I see. I wasn't there when the squirrels were spoken into existence, but I've heard, and now I see. Hallelujah. God in simplicity. The spoken word is the original seed. And Lord, I thank you. Oh, I thank him this morning. Amen. Oh, my. You know, it's something that they feel sometimes. Amen. When the Father takes us in his arms, his child, his son, and his daughter. Oh, and Brother Wade, he brushes our brow. And he says, child of mine. Daughter of mine, son of mine, I know what you're going through. I know what you're going through. Oh, don't you want him to take you in his arms this morning? Just for him to show you his love to you. And says, child of mine, daughter of mine, I know what you're going through. I've been rejected before. I've been cast out before. I know what you're going through. Oh, God. Oh, he takes us. He presses us to his bosom. Kisses us with a kiss of his lips. It's a fond experience to set forth his tender mercies and communion that he has for each and every one of us, his children. And there's times when his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. Oh, my. It may be dark with thick darkness. Seasons in our life. Just like there's spring, summer, fall and winter, there's season in each and every one of our lives. Now, I don't know what season you're going through this morning. It may be winter time in your life this morning. Amen, but I'm telling you, God's here to show you his love for you. It may be the darkest hour that you ever see, the darkest season. And you're wondering, why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? Season in our life. Wintertime, maybe. When we can't see God, feel God. All strength is gone. All hopes is gone. We look upward. We look downward. All around, nothing but despair and terror. Dismay. But it's in times like this when we can't see or feel God, but we can still know his love for us. Just somebody saying, God bless you. Amen. Or somebody saying, I've been thinking about you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your love for us this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hell is coming against us. Storm clouds all around us. Winds are blowing. The floods are coming. Amen. But he promised us that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And that's what I'm standing on this morning. He promised that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. To feel is precious. But to believe it when you can't see it or feel it, that's grand. When there's no visible evidence. Now, real quickly now. I'm hurrying. Amen. What about the believer's testimony? Amen. Every one of us sitting in here this morning has got a testimony. Everyone's different, but every one of us, every one of us Christians, even if we ain't, we all still have a testimony. We're a testifier. Everything God has made speaks of him. Some speaks of his power, some of his majesty, some his wisdom, some his goodness, but every saint has a different testimony. Just to be a witness with our life. We all have testimonies. We all can sit around and tell you how we came in the message. What a testimony that some have. Amen. We got married couples in here. We got older married couples in here. Let me say it like this. Has there ever been any tense moments in your marriage? You don't have to say amen. Yeah. Well, we was going through a time like that. Just share this with you. You can ask you after church. We was going through a time like that. Well, we got to one of them tense moments. She said, you know what? I'm going to quit church. I ain't going to church. I don't want to be a hypocrite and go to church. I just quit. I told her I was cleaning buildings. I used to clean buildings a lot, you know, 40 years janitorial work. I said, I got to go clean this building. I just let you know how it is sometimes. You just have to. You know, don't say nothing you'll regret. Don't say nothing you'll be sorry for. Amen. So I went to clean that building. I just take my time because I didn't want to go, you know. Yeah. She calls about midnight. Said, David, did you call the house? I go, no, I didn't. Said, well, somebody called. Said, somebody called and said, on the other end, said, why are you going to miss church? Why are you going to quit? I said, well, was it our pastor? She said, no. But see, he didn't know. Only me and her knew. Kids didn't even know. Only me and her. Who else could have known? And the devil sure wasn't going to call and say, why are you quitting church? He'd have been happy. Amen. But oh, my, what is it? A testimony that God loves us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's his love for us. We all can speak of his testimony. Amen. We can say our testimony to an unbelieving world and to a poor, despairing sinner that we know and believe the love that God hath toward us. Another thing this love is, it's undeserved. Amen. We don't deserve it. With tears in our eyes, we can say we're undeserving of God's love. Just think about it for a moment. There's nothing in us to cause it. Our testimony is that God has loved us. And we're sure of it because there's nothing in us by nature. The scripture says, in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. What was it? Our old book. There was nothing about it that he should love. We was against God. Didn't have no thoughts of God. We were Gentiles, as the prophet said, with clubs on our back. You know, I think about what's going on. You know, and I thought, my, over there in Israel, me and my wife just got through listening to a message, Modern Events Made Clear by Prophecy. My, you just don't know. See, the natural types of spiritual. Things going on in this United States and things, and look at all this and everything. Hey, it's about going home time. Oh, God, help us to get more in love with you than we ever had, Lord God. Help us to love you more than we ever have. Help us to live for you more than we ever lived for you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I want to see everybody go. I don't want nobody to be left behind. Hallelujah. Nothing in us. We're sure of it. Scripture says there's no good thing, but we know the love that God, that he had for us, amen, toward us. It's free, sovereign, undeserved, and it springs entirely from his heart. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Another thing about this love, it's unconquerable. You can't conquer it. All we strove against his love at first. How many? He knocked. And we wouldn't open. He invited us, but we didn't come. He called, but we didn't hearken. Solomon, in the book of the Song of Solomon, he says his locks on the back of his neck were wet with the dew, or he was standing, knocking, trying to gain entrance. He was there all the time, waiting patiently. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Oh, he said, and we didn't get up to let him in. And if we could have conquered it, we'd have done it. But in spite of all we did, he still loved us. Mercy said, no, I'm not going to let him go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Of all of our mistakes we made since being a Christian, his love has not diminished. Can you believe that?
Amen.
How many's done you wrong, and maybe you say, ooh, I don't know. But his love. And if he would have, he could have put us away a long time ago. Amen. But his love for us. That's why we can stand here this morning and sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. We can stand here this morning and say, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's not this. He could have put us away a long time ago, but he didn't. Another thing about this love, it's immutable. In other words, it don't change. Me and you might have changed. And we do change. But his love has never changed. We might have doubted him. He's made us a whole lot of promises, hadn't he, Brother Ben? Amen, our brother. Amen. Sorry. Amen. But you know, hey, same bloodline. Hey, you know. Yeah, same last name. Hey, but how many, you know, hey, we've doubted him. He's made us promises. And we look at Sarah. She doubted. Hey, and he would have killed her. Except for Abraham. She was a part of him. Amen. Maybe we, and he could have, but we was a part of him. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, but he remains faithful. Even when we doubted him, even when we disbelieved, he still remained faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad for that. Because through the years, through the times, we've seen some people come and go. We see them go down a dry center, come up a wet center. We've been through hard trials. We've been through pain. We've been through discomfort. And our memories, we can't erase them. Oh, sometimes I wish I could erase my memories. Oh, the memories that I got sometimes. You know, me and my wife, we was going up to Ohio here not too long ago. I was supposed to preach for Brother Jonathan Martin on Wednesday night. And then go out to Michigan and preach some couple services and then back down through. Come out towards Kentucky. And we was going through Tennessee. And it said Rocky Top, Tennessee. And you know what popped in my head?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody tried to get me that one day. Said, oh, you're originally from Amarillo, Texas, ain't you? I said, yes, sir. I said, ain't there a song?
Yeah.
And I popped off and said it. They said, ah, we know what you've been listening to. Then they said, hey, who sung that song? I said, you fooled me once. Shame on you. Fooled me twice. Shame on me. He said, you ain't going to fool me like that no more. Amen. But you know how it is. And the memories. Sometimes I wish they just, sometimes I wish they just get away. Things that we've done. Things that we thought. God help us. Wish we could erase them. But we can't. Amen. We've been through the scorn of men. Called us everything.
Yep, right.
We buried friends.
Yep,
we buried loved ones. But you know, through it all, we've seen God in everything.
Yes, amen.
And though we might have lived unfaithful and untrue at certain times, but he remains faithful.
Yes,
and if we had the choosing, Brother Wade, if he said, okay, David, from this point on, you choose your way to go. Whatever, I'll be with, but you choose your own way. You just go however you want to. You know what I'd say? I say, Lord, you choose it for me. I can't do it. I'll get in trouble, Lord. But you just map out my way, Lord. Let me follow your GPS, Lord. Let me follow your directions. I'll never get in trouble as long as I stay in his plan, as long as I stay with his directions, so long as I stay in the word. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Your life's trials and snares have brought you safe. Amen. The Bible, that song we sing, Amazing Grace, through many heartaches, trials, and toils we've been this far, grace has brought me this far, a grace to carry me on. Amen. Just keep on guiding me, Lord. Amen. Oh, my. Let me do this. Encouragement. Let me just encourage you a little bit before we try to get out of this morning. There's been trials on every hand, like I said. Some of us may be tarred and worn, weary. But we can look back and say, he's helped me this far. He's brought me safe this far. Let me ask you a question then. How many's tarred? I mean, worn, weary, battle scarred. But he's brought you safe this far. Let me ask you a question. Are you going to keep trusting him now?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If he's brought you safe this far, you're going to keep trusting him now. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to keep trusting him now. Amen. Oh, my. Hey, why would you want to dishonor him now? Amen. He's been with you. Will you dishonor him now? You'd say, no, I ain't going to do it. God forbid. You trust him many times, I'm still going to trust him. See, Satan has commission to try you just like he did Job, to sift you just like wheat. Amen. He serves you now. Let me afflict him. Let me cause him problems. We'll see if he'll serve you or not. But we're going to be like Job. Though God slay me, I'll still trust him. See, you go through things, the devil, he'll talk to you. Remember when the brother Branham lost his wife and then his daughter came on? He said he heard it on radio thing. Reverend Branham, you know, daughter. See, when he said, I could see my wife going, but my baby. And you know the story, when he got there and he prayed and that black sheet dropped down, he rejected. And then the devil sat on his shoulder and said, as many times you prayed for the sick, you fasted, you prayed, you believed God. And look at you now, when it comes to your own baby, he won't even hear your prayer. Amen. And Brother Bram said, I was about to, but all of a sudden something caught. He said, though God slay me, I'll still trust him. He said, sure, honey, daddy wanted to serve you. Daddy wanted to raise you right, wanted to teach you about, but Lord, hallelujah. I'll put you in the arms of your mother. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. What about me and you this morning? You know, the devil look at us. Amen. He'll say, look at your debts. Look at your bills. If you really love God the way you say, get out of here, Satan. Get out of here, devil. Amen. Like somebody said one time years ago, said he didn't have a good car. He was from South Africa. He didn't have a good car, and he drove up, they came to a signal light, and this guy beside him had one of them fancy cars. He just, at the red light. He said he rode down his old beat-up truck, wrote down and said, get out of here, Satan. He said, I got the best car there is in town. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my, the devil come sit on your shoulder. He said, look at your children. Look at the way they're acting. If you really love God, they wouldn't be acting the way that, but you say, Lord, I commit it unto you. Amen. I put them in your hands, Lord. Amen. I put them in your hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My son-in-law sent me a text where Brother Brown talked to this woman and said, God's going to see to that situation that it comes out all right. I go, praise God. Amen. Let me say to you this morning, in the name of the Lord, God will bring that situation. He'll bring that child back home. He'll bring, amen. Glory, he loves you. It's his love for us. Just commit him to God. That's all you can do. And live that life before him. He'll sit on your shoulder. He'll talk about, amen. He'll say, look at this. Look at your children. He said, look at your body. But no matter what, you let God be true. Everything else will be a lie. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed in and persuaded that he's able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. It's his love for us. You know what? We might not can comprehend his love that he has toward us. But if you know what, if we just go around the building this morning. Amen. And we can ask each one. Some may say, I was a drunkard, but he saved me. Jesus came my way. I was this. I was that. I was a whoremonger. I was that, but he came my way. Hallelujah. He came my way. Thank you, Lord. I was this, I was that. We could go around. I was this, but yet he's forgiven me. Hallelujah. Let me read this to you. Brother Bram said, the mighty God unveiled 1964. We notice another thing in the Old Testament. He said, I have the scripture here in Exodus that the old badger skins, what did it do? It hid the glory of God from the people. The badger skins, even people couldn't see it because it was a skin that held it. The glory of God was behind the skin. And now the glory of God is behind your skin. That makes me want to shout. Amen. The glory of God is behind your skin. That's right. He said, and the traditions don't see it. It's inside the veil where his word is. Or was. Amen. Again, the same message. What's on the inside of that skin back there? The old badger skins. Which there was no beauty, we should desire it. And when it was made flesh and dwelt among us, it was still no beauty, we should desire it. And now the same thing is today. There's nothing in a man or woman that can be desired. It's what's behind there. That's what it is. It's what's behind there. Well, you said, that fella, I know he used to be a drunkard. He used to do this. I don't care what he used to do. What's hid behind that skin? What is behind there? What counts? That's what the people is blinded. That skin blinds the people. See? Oh, Brother Wade used to do this. Sister June used to do this. But what about now? Amen. Oh, Brother Branham said they want to talk about somebody. Well, he's a fanatic. He went too far. But what about those that didn't go far enough? I just want to stay right down the middle of the road. Amen. Hey, what was he used to do? Yeah, he used to, but what is he now? Amen. What is he now? See, then he says, it's the skins that blind. He said, that's what counts, the skin that blinds me. See, I remember when that woman used to. I know what she used to, but what about now? Them skins that was once on the badger, but now it's hiding the glory of God. God had housed behind it. It was on an animal, but now it's housing the glory of God. And so your skin be changed tonight to be made a housing place. Hallelujah. God dwelling in humanity. A housing place. That's what I want him to be. Do you know the love of God? You know, let me say it like this. And then I got one more, then I got a story, then we'll get out of here. I remember I preached this several years back. I preached it at our church on a Wednesday night. Somebody had invited me to go preach for them, and we was going to leave the next day and take a few days early because my wife always wanted to go see the Biltmore in Ashland, North Carolina. And so I said, okay. So I said, well, I got to go preach up here. I said, I'll tell you what, we'll just take a few days and we'll go and I'll take up there. You wanted to see it. And so we'll go. And so she was working at the daycare there in Anniston at the time. So we get there and I help because I cleaned it part time. I cleaned it. We got it cleaned up. So she pulls out the parking lot ahead of me. I'm behind her, and I get stopped by a silly signal light, you know. And so she's going on, because we're just going to get to the house and finish packing, load up, and leave. Well, I get up to this next intersection, real busy. And I seen this truck down the way, and I see two women get out running. I said, man, there's a truck. I said, wonder where the other vehicle is. There's a car in the way, and I couldn't see. All of a sudden, it moved out, and I seen R. I said, my Lord, it's my wife. And I went there, and I said, my, you know, and she was going. It was a green on her side, and it was red on the other side. And she said she seen that truck, and she swerved. She had to swerve. It had hit her dead on, right in the driver's side, in the driver's door. But it hit her further back this way, in the back on the driver's side, but in the back passenger side. Somebody called me the next day. She only came out. They took her to the hospital by ambulance just to observe her and see what. She didn't come out, maybe a couple bruises or whatever. Somebody called me the next day, said, David, do you know the love of God? I said, you better believe I know the love of God. I said, I know the love of God. This is 1956, I think it is, Hebrews series. Listen to what he says. He became the lowest that he might bring us up to the highest. He became us that we through his grace might become him. Sons of God. That's where he went. Amen. Bless his name. He made a way that we can come to someday. Because I live, you live also. He said, oh, no wonder when men catch that vision, there's never been a man could explain it. They even tried to explain it, losing their mind. Their great song, oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how fathomless and strong. That last verse, I believe the first verse is, if we would ink the ocean fill and were the skies of parchment made. You know where that was found? Written on the insane wall in an insane institution. No man can never explain that love of God. Oh, it can never be told what he did for us. My, how could we place one merit out there? It's his grace from beginning to end. I was lost, undone, and helpless. No good. Nothing about it. And he, by his grace, came and saved us. Oh, my. That's my Lord. That's his love. That's his goodness. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand together. They come to their music. Oh, you love him this morning. You love him. Amen. Can I just share this story with you as they come to their music? Whatever you got on your heart there, just maybe that song, Oh Love of God, How Rich, How Poor. I don't know if you know it or not, but amen. Tell you a little story, and we'll turn it back to our brother. Amen. Listen to what. There's this young man one time, little boy. I can't remember how old he was, but he'd built him a boat. He built it out of wood and everything, and he painted it red. Made him a sailboat. And they had a canal in back of their house. And brother, he'd go out there every day and play with his little, because he painted it red, and he played with his little red boat day after day, sailed it up and down that canal day after day. Oh, Brother Ryan, he loved his little red boat. My. But one day he got out there, and he was playing with his little red boat, and the current got real swift, and he lost his little red boat. He tried to reach it, but the current, and it took it away from him. Oh, and he was devastated. Can you imagine a little boy being devastated because of him losing his little red boat that he was so proud of that he built himself? Well, weeks went by, and his dad said, son, I'm going to town tomorrow. You've been real good. You've done your chores and everything. Said, I'm going to give you a little allowance. Said, I got to conduct some business in town, but while I'm conducting business, said, you can do some shopping and buy whatever you want, because you've been. So he gave him some money, you know, and oh, he couldn't sleep that night. You know how it is. All going to town the next day with his dad, and man, I'm going to get to shop and everything. So he couldn't hardly sleep the next day. He's probably the first one up. They go to town, and his dad said, all right, son, I got to go do this little business. Meet me here about noon, you know. So he's going up and down and looking in through the windows and everything, and all of a sudden he comes by this pawn shop, and he looks through the window, and he sees this little red boat. And he goes in there, and he tells the shop owner, he said, that's my little red boat. And that shop owner said, no, sir, son. I bought it from somebody else just a couple weeks ago. He said, no, you don't understand. He said, I created it. I built it. He said, that's mine. He said, no, son, I'm trying. He said, no, I got it. I bought it. It's mine. Then he said, but no, I created it. It's mine. Then he said, well, how much is it? The shop owner told him. And he poured out everything that he had to buy his little red boat. Yep. Right. And as he was going out the store of that pawn shop, he patted that boat and said, you're mine. You're twice mine. He said, see, I created you, I made you, and I lost you. Yeah. But I bought you back, and you're twice mine. Oh, we're his this morning. Oh, do you know the love of God? We're twice his this morning. He created us. He made us, but we was lost and undone, and he bought us back from Calvary. Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you this morning. We appreciate you, Lord. Oh, do we know the love of God? Lord, we are to lift our hands and say, yes, we know the love that you have for us, oh God. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your goodness to us this morning, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray this morning that you'd help us to fall more in love with you. The prophet said, we read that quote at the beginning. We could get more, fall more in love with you. More in love with God, our churches would be better. We as individuals would be better. He said, because that's what the world's looking for. Even people in our family. Lord, I think that's what they're looking for, Lord. It's more of your love, Lord Jesus. Lord, not to compromise, but to love, to stand on your word, Lord, and show them what love has done for us and what love can do for them. Oh, love took away our sins. Love brought a man down from glory called Jesus Christ. Amen. God in flesh, and took our place that we wouldn't have to go to hell. Took our place. Took our sins. Took our filth. Took everything about us, Lord. And tacked it to an old wooden cross, Lord. And then took it to hell. that me and you can stand here, that we could stand here this morning saying we love you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, from this day forward, may I fall in love with you more and more, Lord, and show more of that love to my brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, to my lost loved ones. Help us, Lord. We're twice yours this morning, Father. Thank you, Father. We love you. We appreciate you. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice this morning. Help us, Lord. God, we love you. We appreciate you. Forgive us of where we failed you, Lord. Pray for Brother Wade, the church here, Lord. Pray for Brother Samuel, Lord, Dale, this morning, Lord. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Lord, you can raise him up, Father. There's nothing impossible with you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you just speak to him this morning. Minister to him, Lord. Sister Peggy, Lord God, pray for her, Lord. That's her husband, Lord. Lord, that's who she loves, Lord. That's who you put them together, Lord, many years ago, Lord Jesus. And now one of them's failing in health, Lord Jesus. Pray, Lord, that you just be with her, comfort her, stand by her side, Father. We love you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you this morning. Amen. Let's sing it. Amen.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell.
You heard a wonderful message. If you have a need, come and let's see what God can do for you.
The highest star.
That's right.
By trade to rise.
We've only got a little piece of what we're heading toward. Brother Brown said what? Trickle, you know, a little bit here, and then it goes out into an ocean. That's the love of God that we can only understand. But like Brother David said, if you're born again today, you have that love of God inside of you. So start using it. Start using that love of God. That's what he wants you to do. The love of God is us doing what he said. Right? The man, for us to manifest what he's already said, that's the love of God. I've told you many times, how are we going to... We can't give Brother Dale a gift that he's worthy of. It's way past that. If you just live the life that he preaches, that's the greatest gift. No monetary amount. Nothing. Nothing will buy that. But as we were talking about last night, that book. You're that book. You're that scroll. And the ink's written in your heart. Remember, the Bible says written epistles, known and read of all men. So let's give our brother another good hand. He poured his heart out. We expect to see another one at 2 o'clock. And Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you. Thanks to Brother David and Sister Laura for coming. We sure appreciate them. Love them with the love of the Lord. And we'll get to fellowship a little bit between services. And then we'll have service back at 2 o'clock. So God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, Lord. I pray that you would just be with us now as we go eat a natural meal. Lord, thank you for the spiritual meal that we got this morning, Lord. It's your love, Lord, that the world cannot understand it. They call love everything but the love of God. But Lord, your little bride, we know what your love is, Lord. Now I pray you be with us, strengthen us, Lord, as we go and eat a natural meal, Lord. Just sanctify each one, Lord. Bring us back together at 2 o'clock. Give Brother David strength, Lord, and just bless him and help him. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.
It's already done. Hallelujah. It's already done. Oh, praise his name. The battle is over. The victory is won. It's already done. Oh, and I'm already healed. Oh, hallelujah. I'm already healed. So praise his name. The battle is over. Victory is won. It's already song.